This is Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch. For more information, visit our website at welchwrite.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@welchwrite.com or added as comments to my main web blog at welchwrite.com/blog. Today's column, Trust, first published November 30th, 2001. In the current environment, you may be disinclined to trust many things you once thought true, but trust is exactly what your clients, your managers, and your peers are looking for right now. The most successful high-tech careerist will always be the one that generates a feeling of trust in all their dealings. If people believe, for any reason, that they can't trust you, your career will most assuredly stall. Anytime you work closely with people, in a support role or with your fellow computer staffers, trust is what keeps productivity moving. If you know that you can trust others to do their job, you're free to concentrate on your own. If you can't trust those around you, or they, you, everyone spends so much time checking up on others that nothing gets done. Worse yet, this lack of trust erodes relationships and leaves everyone wondering who is bucking for the next promotion or who is next in line for layoff. Once again, all the energy is going into worrying, gossiping, and backbiting, and nothing is getting done. There are a few common sense ways to build a level of trust between yourself and others in the workplace. First and foremost, do what you say you will do. Those around you depend on you living up to your commitments. Fail to fulfill a promise, even once, and you'll start to fray the fragile cord of trust. Another bad habit is failing to do what you promise on time. Sometimes this is even worse than not fulfilling the promise at all. Not only have you not delivered on your promise, you've let others believe you have, until it's too late. They have made commitments based on you completing your tasks. When you fail to live up to those commitments, others look bad for not delivering on their promises, and they look foolish for having trusted you. Not only have you damaged your career, but also the career of anyone who trusted you. If you know you're not going to be able to make a deadline or live up to any promise, it's important that you notify anyone who might be depending on you as soon as you know. Perhaps, together, you can develop a plan to keep your promise together. I believe blindsiding anyone is an unforgivable professional failure. Make a habit of breaking your promises, and you'll find yourself banished to the least important position in your department, or, more than likely, out of a job completely. Others are quick to avoid anyone they can't trust, either as co-workers or employees. If you're working as an independent high-tech contractor, there are a few other trust issues to consider. You need to develop an even deeper level of trust with your clients than you would develop with the typical co-worker. Your clients are taking a big risk inviting you into their homes and offices. There has to be an inherent level of trust on many different levels that allows them to do this. Not only do you have to be trustworthy in the work you do for these clients, you have to be personally trustworthy. There are a couple of simple guidelines to follow in these special relationships. First, like before, do what you say you will, when you say you will. More importantly, don't be afraid to say, "I don't know." You can do far more damage by pretending to know what you are doing. Clients respect someone who is truthful enough to say these words. Of course, it's even more important to tell them that you will go out and find the answer. You also need to be as accurate as possible on your estimates regarding the time involved in solving a particular problem. If you see that it will take you more time than you planned, you need to offer the client an alternative. Perhaps you can make the computer partially functional until they can take it to a repair shop. Perhaps you can give them a workaround. Whatever the solution, don't leave your clients without a working system, if at all possible. Trust may seem hard to define, but your peers, managers, and clients will know it when they see it. Follow the guidelines above, and you'll be well on your way to developing the trusting relationship that can only help your high-tech career grow. This has been Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook, with Douglas E. Welch. Sponsored by Three Ring Circus, How Real Couples Balance Marriage, Work, and Family. Published by Seal Press. For more information, visit welchwrite.com/TRC. Career Opportunities appears each week in Computer Edge magazine in San Diego, California, and Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find a link to Computer Edge on the website. A complete text archive of past columns and the print edition of the High Tech Career Handbook are available on our website at welchwright.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@welchwright.com or added as comments to my main weblog at welchwright.com/blog.